This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm here with Calhoun County, Alabama Sheriff Larry Amerson, the president of the National Sheriff's Association. How's it going, Sheriff Amerson?
It's going well today. Thank you.
Good, good. Basically, earlier this week, President Obama came out with his new efforts to combat gun violence, a set of initiatives and proposals that he presented, and several sheriffs have already come out saying that they would refuse to enforce these federal laws if they do become laws. And basically, what's your take on that? What is the National Sheriff's Association, I guess, telling sheriffs to do, and what are you doing in your area?
Well, first, to be clear, what the NSA has supported, the 23 items that the president made in his executive orders, and to be make sure that everything is crystal clear, nothing in those 23 executive orders call for the banning of a magazine or a firearm. They did call for closing loopholes about mentally ill persons legally buying firearms. They call for closing loopholes to keep people who are, it would be unlawful to purchase a handgun, from doing so, and it called for more law enforcement and protecting our schools, which are all things that we think are common sense and we should support. I also would like to say NSA did not support or speak in favor of any proposed legislation. That is an issue before the Congress, and we have never supported taking firearms away from American citizens. That's not something we're proposing. And you'll have to remind me of the other two questions. I got off track.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, basically wanted to know, as a sheriff in Calhoun County, what are you planning to do? Will you take the same mindset that these other sheriffs are taking, or have you already sort of made a plan?
Well, let me first say every sheriff and every citizen in this country is entitled to their opinions and certainly to express those opinions.
Yes,
those are guaranteed by the Constitution. However, one thing I am confused about a lot of these statements is because we all in law enforcement know or should know that state and local law enforcement cannot enforce federal law. Federal law enforcement cannot enforce state law. So if a federal law is enacted, I can't enforce it. So to say that I refuse to enforce it is not a clear-cut response, because I couldn't if I wanted to.
Exactly. Okay.
And I think that's something that really needs to be specified. Now, it is worrisome to me that law enforcement officers are saying before anything gets passed that they would refuse to follow a lawfully enacted law. Our Constitution, that seems to be the center of this discussion, clearly divides our government into three things: judicial, legislative, and executive. And it's the judicial part of our government who is supposed to make determinations about the lawfulness of any particular issue. So as frustrating as it is for all of us on some laws that are out there, I would say the marijuana laws would be a good example. Many of us are really upset and concerned about those, but they are still the law, and it's our duty to follow the law until it gets changed. Is back to final about what we're going to do in Alabama. I'm going to do what I've done since I started in law enforcement in 1975. I'm going to enforce the laws of the state of Alabama to the best of my ability, and laws that I disagree with or I think need improving, I'm going to petition my state, as we do every year, legislative-wise, and in the Congress, as we do with the National Sheriff's Association. We're going to express our opinions and views and do our best to get our opinions listened to.
Great. And I guess my last question would be, the National Sheriff's Association, have Do you guys take an actual stance on whether or not magazines and, I guess, so-called assault rifles should be banned, or is that something that you guys have pretty much stayed out of politically, I guess?
Well, first, let's talk practicality. Define ban. We had a ban where they just defined additional sales. Are we talking about that sort of ban? Or are we talking about a ban where they're actually proposing to take them away from people? I think the U.S. Supreme Court has been clear over and over again that Americans are entitled to own firearms. And that's clear cut. NSA does not think that let's be practical. If we did think it is a good idea, and we don't, but if we did, how are you going to gather in millions of firearms from otherwise law-abiding people? I'm from Alabama. In the South, we believe in firearms. People own them, and I sure wouldn't want to think that I had to go out and take guns away. But if they did pass it, it's a federal law and not a state, and it would not require me to do anything.
Yep.
So NSA does not propose that. Let me be clear. We don't think that that's the focus. What we believe is, like the feds have used before with what they called ICE, where you caught someone with a firearm who was a convicted felon, that he got a specific jail time, and it stung. So we need to make sure that we do the practical solutions that make sense, and that's why we referred to the 23 things as common sense steps. Some folks say they don't want those 23 things. They say they don't matter, but I will say it as I do about a concealed weapon that's carried unlawfully. While some criminals are going to continue to do so, if we don't make it unlawful, there's nothing we can do about it if we catch them. So we certainly need laws on the books that close the loopholes, that give us the tools to do something about it in our daily duties.
Great. Well, I thank you for joining us today, Sheriff Amerson, and take care, and hopefully we can catch up with you soon.
All right. Well, I hope that addresses some of those points. We've obviously not done as good a job as we should have on making clear, but there's nothing we've said saying that we endorse taking away lawfully purchased firearms. We are not saying that and do not endorse it, but we do support any effort we can to make our schools and our communities safer.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.